This is the fourth successive year in which they are holding this annual summit, which really gives government the chance to look at, across the board, what is being achieved, what are some of the challenges and so on. And I actually applaud them for bringing people together to, you know, think about what are the targets for the year ahead, what has been achieved in the past year, and to recalibrate a little bit where needed, having listened to all of the different perspectives from the different government people, but also from private sector and others. It's a really positive meeting, and we'll see what comes out of it.
From a UN perspective, clearly for Papua New Guinea to have a grand plan and be prepared to go public and explain that grand plan would seem to be a good thing. But if underpinning that they have budget problems, they can't afford necessarily to deliver that grand plan without impacting negatively on the population. I mean, how concerned would you at the UN be about that?
For sure. There's no doubt that governments throughout the world, including Papua New Guinea, are facing quite difficult economic environment at the moment, global environment, and that's no different in Papua New Guinea. But what this leaders' summit enables the government to do, and all of the leaders in the country, is to come together, talk about some of the issues, what is being achieved, what are some of the challenges, and how in that context does government respond. As you said, the theme this year is consolidating the gains and growing the economy. And that's clearly what government would like to be doing. And this over the next few days, I think government leaders will have a chance to hear from a range of provincial as well as government, local government people, the governors and so on. They'll have a chance to listen to private sector, the UN system, but others as well. And I think the challenge in this kind of meetings is that you don't just have one presentation after another. You need to be able to pause, to think about what people are actually telling you, and then think, okay, in this context, if they're telling me this, how best do we respond to this? And, you know, as I said, I'm personally very, very positive about it, because one of the things we know is that to achieve any long-term goal, governments alone rarely can do this. It needs to be a whole-of-society effort, and bringing together the private sector, bringing together others, and actually telling people about what you're aiming for is really vital, because that's what enables others to get behind your vision and then to help together to achieve these things.
You talked there about a whole of society effort, and that's something which has clearly been needed in Papua New Guinea over the last few months as the drought has continued to affect many parts of the country. And now, of course, the rains have come and there are flooding emergencies on top of everything else. But that whole of country approach, some would argue, hasn't been helped by government really not, shall we say, opening the pathways and not keeping the communication channels open. There have been frequent complaints about aid not getting through or not getting through quick enough. I mean, would you expect messages to be coming back at this meeting saying to government, you need to do things better?
I think almost certainly the issues around the response to drought and now, of course, the response to flood will come up as a major challenge for communities, because it is impacting in many parts of the country on, you know, other things that people want to do, whether it's agricultural produce, whether it's food security, whether it's water and sanitation. I heard earlier, or education, or healthcare and so on. So I heard earlier the interview you did with colleagues from CARE, and I think that the issues that were flagged there will definitely come up, you know, both formally and informally on the margins of this meeting over the next few days. I was speaking with Mike Bourke, who is one of the, you know, leading sort of academics and practitioners who has really been helping us in drought response over the weekend. And we were just talking about both the fact that in many parts of the country, yes, the rains have come, but the level of pests, agricultural pests, have really impacted on community food security. which of course means that for many communities, they're going to continue to need some kind of assistance over the next 3 to 4 months. And that situation has been compounded now by the fact that we have landslides, again, infecting large parts of the country. So these things will definitely be discussed. I hope that they'll be discussed in the round together with other issues and other challenges. And one of the things that, certainly from the UN system, that we'll be also flagging up is the fact that we've only recently had sustainable development goals signed up to by all global leaders, and how do we ensure that Papua New Guinea makes a flying start in terms of really prioritizing those goals and ensuring that there is a really clear implementation plan.